We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. We just learned the Mishnah, now we'll start from the Gemara. In the Mishnah, it counted 11 chumras that kodesh over Chuma. The first chumra was that by kodesh, you're not allowed to be matvil a keli b'seich a keli. You want to be toivel a keli, you can't put it into another keli and be toivel that way. But Chuma, it's fine, but not for kodesh. And the question is, what exactly is the problem with this? Zok the Gemara, v'kodesh my time aloy. Why by kodesh you can't be toivel a keli and not a keli? Omrav ilo, mepnei shekvedesh al kli choytzitz. Because when a utensil sits in another utensil, its weight presses down on the other one, and there's a chatzitza. Now water can't get in between. So that would be a chatzitza. We know when you toivel a keli, the entire keli has to be submerged in the water, and the water has to reach every part of the keli. Now if this keli is sitting on top of another keli, so then it's being chaitzis, because that area between the kelim that's pressed against each other, water won't get there. So it's a chatzitza. So therefore, you're not allowed to be tabled by kodesh. We'll see why is chuma better. We have to wait to daf chav beis, and we'll talk about why is chuma any better. But lemaitz v'kodesh, we're saying the problem of the first case is that it's a chatzitza. Right thing, Marakasha, if you look at number 5 of the list of chumras, it says that by kodesh, you have to untie the knots of, let's say you've been tabled a shirt, you have to untie the knots and wipe it down, shouldn't have any chatzitza. So if number 5 is about chatzitza, it's mistabra, the race is not chatzitza, because if it already said there's a chumra of chatzitza by kodesh over chuma, why would you say it twice? Let's see the kasha and sovereign. The sefer mishum chatzitza, reish la mishum chatzitza. It must be the race is not chatzitza, the tani sefer. But loy kemidas a kodesh mis a chuma. The halachas of kodesh are not like chuma. Shiva kodesh, if you're being tabled something that has a knot, matir, you tie the knot. Umangiv, if it's a little wet, you dry it, because the if it's wet, it could be a chatzitza. Umatvel, you table it. Va'achakach, and afterwards kodesh, you tie it. Uvachuma, kodesh, va'achach matvel, you could leave it tied and then we table it. Even could tie it and table it. There's no problem with chatzitza, this type of chatzitza and chuma. Menach kodesh v'chatzitza. So the question is, Reisha was safe from Shum Chatzitza? Is Reisha and safe from Shum Chatzitza? And the kasha basically is, if we're saying there are 11 chumras, so it's the exact same thing. What's the difference between number 1 and number 5? They're both Chatzitza. If you're learning that the pshat of Caleb is Caleb is a problem of Chatzitza, what is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So the Gemara is going to answer that Reisha and Seifa are both Chedushim and Chatzitza, different Chedushim, Metzricha. The Yashmin and Reisha, if you only taught me the Reisha, the reason why for kodesh it's usher to be tabled this way, there I understand is chatzitza because the kli is heavy and therefore it doesn't let water get in between and it's possible and therefore it's not a good tefillah. But the seifa, there's nothing heavy there. You just tie a knot. How tight could the knot be? It water get in there. Maybe the courage not have a chatzitza. Maybe the courage also is not a chatzitza. Maybe not worried about chatzitza there. So just tell the ratio, we're not know the sefer. And the opposite is true also. V'yashmin and sefer, I mean, I had a time of the courage law. You would say the reason why the courage is a problem from the kitra, b'maya, duke, middik. When a knot gets into the water, it gets very tight. And you have a chatzitza. Av a ratio, the maya, a kupi makvila. But by water, when you put two kelim in the water, the derech is that naturally it starts floating a little bit. So you're not going to be worried about chatzitza so much. Lo about chatzitza, tricha. The whole part is it's a chshash chatzitza. Not all these things are bad, the chatzitza. So we're saying by a knot, you hear the chshash that since it's a knot and it gets into the water, sometimes the water makes it even tighter and then it'll take a be a chatzitza. It gets wet, it'll become a tight knot, and you have a chatzitza. But maybe a keli, which usually floats, it won't be a problem. Therefore, tricha, you need the reisha and the sefer. Teach us that the reisha is teaching us that a kveda is a chshash chatzitza, and a sefer teaches us that a knot is a chshash chatzitza. That's what it's teaching us. Like upon him, that's the way Rav Ila learns our mishnah reisha is one chatzitza, and then where it says Rav Ila l'tamei, it's Rav Ila l'tamei about in a different memra about our mishnah. Rav Ila teaches us that there's 10 miles in our Mishnah. Now, if you count up our Mishnah, you see there's 11 miles. Teretz is, Rav Ila learns that two of them are chatzitza. So it's really only 10 miles, not 11 miles. So the first six are really counted as five. Because in the first six, there's two of them chatzitza, so that's considered as five. And he says like this, Chomish v'shoinois, the first five are bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh. The first five are the chumra saifa kodesh, and not only for kodesh, we learned that chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh has a din of kodesh. So not only is this chumra for kodesh, even for chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh, we also have these chumras of the first five. Achroinois, the last five, l'kodesh. Avaloi l'chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh. But the last five will only be for kodesh, but we're not giving machmer when it comes to chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh. My time, what's the reason? Chomish kamaisa the istluhu deroro to tuma deraisa goes to vare abonon. Bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh. The first five that have a deroro, it has a little bit of a hint of a tuma deraisa. So there, we say kodesh and say chulun sh'nasu ataras l'kodesh, we will be machmer in those chumras. But Sraisa, the last five chumras, they don't have a hint of Daraisa. The last of Dara Tum Daraisa goes to where Abana le Kaidesh. The Abana goes to the Kaidesh. Lechulun Shanasa Ataras the Kaidesh, Loi goes to Abana. But for Chulun Shanasa Ataras the Kaidesh, we will not go to. So now, I have to explain this. What does that mean? The first five have a Dara Tum Daraisa. The last five don't have a Tum Daraisa. We have to go through all five and the last five to figure this out. So the first five, the first one and the fifth one in Mishnah, are both vechatzitza. So there, we understand, it's drawing tumah deraisa, because if there's a chatzitza, so a keli has tumah deraisa, the tumah won't go off. So it has a hint of tumah deraisa. The second case that I missed was a case where we said that if part of the keli becomes tumah, the question is, does every part of it become tumah? So we said by truma, if the harayim becomes tumah, the back of it, only the back is tumah, not the inside. Now, even though there, we're talking about a mashkin, which is Tumah Derabanan, because by Tumah Deraisa, if any part of a Kehle becomes Tomei, the whole Kehle becomes Tomei. So actually the Mishnah is talking about Tumah Derabanan. But so what's the Dror Deraisa there? What's the hint of Deraisa there? So Rashi explains, because there, that whole din Tumas Mashkin is a Gzeira of Mashke of a Zov and a Zava. For example, his spit or his Meraglayim, that's the Raisa of the Gatumah, that Mashkin. Therefore, we would Tamah every Mashkin. So therefore, that's the Dror Deraisa over there. That's the second Chumrah. The third chumra was that someone was carrying a medrash, he's carrying a shoe from a zav, together with, on the other hand, he's carrying kachum or chuma. For chuma, you're allowed to carry chuma. For kachum, not allowed. Why? There's also a hint of deraisa. Because what happened, the story was that while they made this xera was that one time someone was carrying the shoe and the shoelace landed up inside the ear space of the chavis. So there's a chashash tuma deraisa. That's the number three. Number four was that big day oichle truma is a medris for people eat kodesh. There also, what's the chshash? The chshash is maybe ishtoi nida sat down on his baguette of the baguette truma, the guy of the person who had the baguette. So we're saying that baguette, he doesn't watch the kodesh, is a medris of kodesh. It's a chshash from the raisa because it's more about ishtoi nida. And the fifth chumra is kelim anigmarim. It says that kelim that are completed, you have to be tired of them. Why? And we're worried, because the more later on, because we're worried that the spit of Am Aris landed on it, and the spit of Am Aris is a chashash, is a zav, and therefore, the kelim will become tamei. Therefore, it's a chashash deraisa. We're chashash for his spit, so it's a chashash remez deraisa. Masha'ink in the last five are no chashash deraisa. Why? Because the first of the last five is kli mitzarif, that if you have a bunch of things in one keli, and someone touches the keli, does everything in the keli become tame? Or does one touches one piece of the food, does all the food become tame? That's the kli mitzarif. That's only din derabanan, din kli mitzarif. That the kli makes it all one, is only din derabanan. That's number one. No shamis deraisa. The second thing was a revi, that kachim has revi, and chuma only has shlishi, that's also only derabanan. Three and four were about Tumas Yadayim. Tumas Yadayim is on the Rabbanon. And the last case was a case of Oinein and Mechusa Kippurim. That's also the Rabbanon. So the first five are the Raisa. Last five are the Rabbanon. What do we mean Rav Ila Tamei? Because Rav Ila holds everything is Chatzitza. So therefore it's not 11, it's only 10. Because, no, I shouldn't say everything. The two of them are Chatzitza. The first case of the Mishnah is Chatzitza. And the case of the not that for sure is chatzitza, so therefore it's only 10 miles, and it's Rav Ilul Tameh that holds the first case of Keli B'Sarich Keli is a Shaila of chatzitza and not something else.